just really think there's something about entering the story and reading what the scriptures say about Jesus' last 24 hours on earth. And I don't know about you, but I always find it quite sobering hearing that account or reading through that account and hearing the details that he went through and feeling the emotion and just what happened on that night. It reminds me that although my salvation is a free gift, it certainly didn't come cheap. It cost him so much. It reminds me of the very real suffering that Jesus endured. It only touches on it in the scriptures when you break it down and you learn about what actually a Roman crucifixion entails. He went through so much. And probably the most sobering thing is it reminds me that it was my sin that put him up on that cross. It was my rebellion. It was my shortcoming. It was my brokenness. And that is why he hung up there. And I think when we reflect on the story, the Easter Friday story, it should stir emotion in us. We should empathize with it. We should entering the suffering our Saviour went through. But equally, it should remind us that because of what he did on the cross, our sins are paid in full. And he did that with great joy. It should remind us that at the cross, the penalty for every sin, every shortcoming, every bit of brokenness in each of our lives was paid for, past, present, and future. And tonight, as we reflect on the cross, I really felt to remind everyone here of that simple truth, that if your faith is in Jesus, he has paid for every shortcoming in your life. Your debt has been paid in full. You've been cleansed by his blood. You're a child of God. You're holy and without fault before him. It's an amazing truth. And it's the simple message of the gospel that I don't think we can go away from. That because of what he did on that cross, we're free. We're forgiven. We're whole. We're redeemed. I don't know about you though, but sometimes, even though I understand what Jesus did for me, sometimes I can still feel condemned. Sometimes I can still experience feelings of condemnation, and I don't know if you can relate to that. Sometimes our enemy or our adversary tries to remind me of my past as if it hasn't been dealt with. Sometimes he tries to bring guilt and shame. Sometimes we can fall into a trap of condemning ourselves. Sometimes others can condemn us. But what the cross tells us very clearly is that God is not condemning us. God is not condemning you. He's put it all on Jesus. He's not counting your sins against you. He's fully paid and washed away every sin, every shortcoming, so that you could be fully forgiven, fully redeemed, fully justified. At the cross, Jesus absorbed into his body all of our brokenness, all of our unrighteousness, and he gave us his righteousness. He gave us his holiness. He gave us his position. He took our position, and we got his position. He died innocent for us being guilty so that we could receive his innocence. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says this: "For God made Christ, who never sinned, to be the offering for our sin, so that we could be made right with God through Christ." Other versions say he offered himself for us so that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ. So it goes beyond just being forgiven. It goes beyond just being made right. But he actually imputes to us his righteousness, his glory, his standing, his nature. And you need to remember tonight, no matter how your week's been, no matter what thoughts are going through your minds, if your faith is in Jesus and you're following him, you're forgiven, you're redeemed, your debt has been paid. You can walk out of here with your head high, knowing that God doesn't see any of the broken elements that we all carry in our lives, because Jesus hung up there and he said, "It is finished." You know, we need to remind ourselves of this truth even when we don't feel it. Sometimes our minds or our thoughts won't agree with that truth. Sometimes our emotions will play tricks. Sometimes others will put labels on you. You need to remind yourself of the truth that your debt has been paid. Because when we condemn ourselves, when we hold on to our past, when we live with a sense of guilt and shame, what we're doing is we're actually diminishing what Jesus did for us on the cross. We're minimizing it. Counting your sins against yourself is like continuing to pay a mortgage that's already been paid off. It's like continuing to serve a prison sentence that someone has already released you from. Jesus has paid for our sins, so we don't need to carry that debt any longer. Paul reminded the Colossian church about this in his letter to them. This is what he said in Colossians 2. You were dead because of your sins, and because your sinful nature was not yet cut away. Then God made you alive with Christ, for he forgave all our sins. He cancelled the record of the charges against us and took it away by nailing it to the cross. Every sin, every accusation, every shortcoming, every bit of brokenness, every wrong thought, past, present, and future has been nailed to the cross. Isn't that good news? And that's the simple message of the gospel, that if you turn to Jesus, if you acknowledge that you need him, if you put your trust in him, and if you choose to follow him, he takes away everything that would separate you from him, and you're restored and you're new. And so what we're going to do this evening is I want to give everyone an opportunity to lay down perhaps anything in your life that you've been carrying that you don't need to carry. Anything that's been plaguing you, anything that's bringing up a sense of unworth, a sense of guilt, a sense of shame, perhaps any regrets over the past, any condemnation that's been brought upon yourself. I'm going to give everyone a chance to actually write that down on a piece of paper. There's a small piece of paper on your seat. It's attached to your card. And it's an act of faith to say, I am not going to hold on to something that was paid for. I am not going to hold on to a sin or to a lie that Jesus dealt with. When we do that, we minimize just what he did. And so in a moment, I'm going to give you a chance to just write. And we've got a cross there at the back, and the cross is in a bucket, and I just invite you to write down what comes to mind, and screw that piece of paper up, and you can put it in that bucket as an act of faith of saying, hey, I'm laying this down at the cross. I'm no longer defined by my past. I'm no longer defined by my shortcomings. I'm no longer defined by my brokenness. I'm defined by what Jesus did on the cross, and I will receive that by faith, and I will walk in what he said about me. And so I'm just going to give everyone a minute to do that. Actually, I'm going to pray, and then in your own time, you can do that, and you can put that down at the cross. And the team's going to come back up, and they're going to lead us in worship. Lord, I thank you for that simple gospel truth, that you came to pay a debt that we could never pay. That in your body, that night on Easter Friday, you bore the punishment for that which we deserved. And you did it with joy because you loved us. You absorbed in your body anything and everything that would ever keep us away from God. And you gave to us your righteousness, your right standing, your nature, your acceptance. And Lord, we choose to receive that tonight. We don't deserve it. We can't earn it. But we can receive it. So Lord, we receive afresh your grace, your mercy. And Lord, these things that we're laying down tonight, we're putting them down as an act of faith that it's finished. We don't have to carry any debt. We don't have to carry any regret. We don't have to carry any shame or guilt. Holy Spirit, would you speak to each of us tonight? Would you reveal anything that's not true that we're believing? Or where our adversary is condemning us? I pray this in Jesus' name.